Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery online at portagebaycafe.com.
What a great way to start our first KNKX studio session. I think of him as the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele. No one plays the four strings like Jake Shimabukuro. There's a public TV documentary about his amazing career so far. He's not quite 40 years old, but check out Jake Shimabukuro, Life on Four Strings. And his new album, Nashville Sessions, comes out on his own label on September 23rd. It's his first of all original songs, resulting in a wild blend of progressive rock, jazz fusion, and echoes of traditional Hawaiian folk music. I'm really excited to talk to Jake about the new album. But first, let's hear some music. Please help me welcome with Nolan Verner, the bass player on the new record. It's Jake Shimabukuro.
Aloha.
Aloha, Jake.
Good, man.
What would you like to play first?
We'll do a track off the new record. This is a song called Galloping Seahorses.
Jake Shimabukuro on the ukulele. And that's Nolan Werner on bass. The brand new record's called Nashville Sessions. It's great to have you back, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. Great to be back here.
Now, yeah. Nashville Sessions, fantastic new record, a bit of a departure from what some of your fans might be used to. I would love to talk about the creation of this album. I wonder what the origins were when you decided you're going to go to Nashville and work on a record.
Yeah, well, you know, Nolan is from Nashville. He's based out of Nashville. And, you know, we've been playing together, touring together for about 2 years. And, yeah, when this project, you know, came about, you know, my manager was like, yeah, we'll just bring you up to Nashville. And, you know, you and Nolan can get into the recording studio and just jam, have fun, and, you know, and just play and see what happens. So when I was heading up to Nashville, I asked Nolan if he knew of any drummers, because I thought, man, this would be cool to kind of do like a little trio thing. And he recommended his buddy Evan Hutchings, you know, who's another Nashville session player, and they do a lot of sessions together. So I was like, all right, sounds good. So the first time I really met Evan was when I got to Nashville, you know, the night before we went into the studio. And but I tell you, we got in there and the three of us just started jamming, and it was like we had been playing together, you know, our whole lives. It was that kind of chemistry, you know, which is so rare. And basically we rented out the studio for 6 days, but you know, we just got in there and we just started playing. We weren't even trying to make a record. We were just trying to maybe get like one or two cool tunes. And 6 days later we had like 13 or 14 tunes, and we're just like, whoa, where'd all this come from? But it was such a special experience for me. And you know, Nolan and Evan, they're such fantastic musicians, and they just kept me inspired the whole time.
There's some really amazing ukulele sounds on the record, amplified and distorted. And I wonder if you could talk about the sounds that you're getting on an amplified ukulele that you couldn't get on a guitar. What keeps it sounding like the low four stringer?
Well, you know, with the ukulele, you don't have any bass notes. You know, everything is all in the upper register. So it's kind of like, you know, playing in the upper register on a Strat or something, right? If you're playing the ukulele, but the cool thing about it is you have this something called reentrant tuning, where your first string is an A, and then it drops down to an E, and it drops down to a low C, but the fourth string jumps up to a high G. So your two high strings are on the outside and your two low strings are in the middle, you know. So it allows you to, you know, to get some very different voicings, you know. You know, like a lot of these cluster chords. So when you add distortion to that, you know, you get these really cool, you know, these really dissonant tones, and you can get them quite easily on the ukulele, you know, where it would be you'd really have to stretch, you know, on the guitar to get some of these voicings. But on the piano, you know, it's very simple. But so it was cool, you know, just experimenting with that, experimenting a lot with this high top string, you know, here, getting like, you know, those kind of. In fact, that was that's the opening track on the record, and it kind of came from Nolan, you know, because sometimes when we jam together, you know, I like to do that lick where it utilizes that high fourth string. And you know, Nolan's always telling me like, oh man, that's such a cool you know, cool riff, you got to do something with that, you know. And but as an ukulele player, for me, it's such a common technique, you know. It's mm-hmm. just it's something that like we, you know, I grew up doing in Hawaii. But I guess, you know, to people who aren't familiar with the ukulele or who don't play the instrument, you know, it's kind of, I guess it's a unique sound in a way, you know. And Nolan was like, yeah, you got to do something with it because it's so cool. So we ended up just kind of, you know, riffing on that, and it just became, you know, a track, I guess. Yeah, in a way.
I wanted to ask you about another specific track on the record that developed out of Concerto for Ukulele by
yes.
Byron Yusui. Could you tell us a little bit about that piece?
Yeah, so the piece is called Tritone. And last year I did a project with the Hawaii Symphony, and they worked with a wonderful classical composer, well, contemporary classical composer, Byron Yusui. And, you know, contemporary classical music is not, you know, is not something I'm very familiar with. I love classical music, but mm-hmm. contemporary classical, you know, it's very, very atonal. It's hard to, you know, it's its own thing, you know, And, you know, so for me, that was a great challenge, you know, because it was the first time that I was playing very atonal music. So the concerto was based on two of the most dissonant intervals in Western music. And it was the minor second, which sounds like this, and the tritone, which sounds like this. And the reason he wanted to emphasize those two intervals is because when you take the open tuning of the ukulele, which is a G followed by a lower C, and then up a major third to an E, and then up a fourth to an A, with these four notes, you basically have every interval represented. You know, you got the major second, you know, you got the fourth, you got the fifth, you got the major third, you got everything except the minor second and the tritone. Those are the only two intervals that aren't represented on the open, you know, strings of the ukulele. So that was kind of his concept, was he wanted to toy with those two intervals because it was kind of like the anti-ukulele piece, you know, and that was, you know, his whole thing. So I wanted to take that idea and I wanted to take part of that contemporary classical experience that I had last year when I premiered it with the Hawaii Symphony. And so I actually took parts of the first movement, the ukulele part of the first movement, and then just kind of toyed with the tritone and the minor second, and we kind of arranged a piece together, you know, for bass and ukulele and drums, and with Dr. Yasui's blessing, of course, you know, I asked him if this would be okay, and he liked the idea. When I played it for him, yeah, he was just thrilled. So that's the piece on the record. Yeah,
the Nashville Sessions album comes out on September 23rd on Jake's own record label. And up next, we're going to hear another tune from the new record.
All right, cool. Why don't we do tritone?
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, since we just talked about it, we'll play tritone. Yeah, this one is very, very different. But it was actually I think it was the first song that we recorded on the record. All right, let's just go for it.
Hope I didn't get you in a jam here.
No, this would be fun. All right. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
All right. Jake Shimabukuro.
I told you.
Nolan Verner on the bass.
It's an ear bender, you know.
Fantastic. That's Tritones. It's on the new record, Nashville Sessions. I want to ask you a couple questions about back home on Oahu. There's big jazz news there. The Blue Note Jazz Club just opened up a club in Honolulu, yeah?
It is awesome, yeah. It just opened up in Waikiki. Actually, Nolan and I went down and we helped open up the club back in January when they played. And when they, you know, opened up. And it's a great, great club. And for, you know, I just feel... so fortunate, you know, because a lot of times, you know, these great jazz musicians, you know, when they, especially from the States, when they go over to Asia and Japan, you know, where they tour often, Hawaii is the perfect stop for them, you know? And so now, I mean, I think Chick Corea just played, you know, we got like Chaka Khan, we got like all these great, great musicians, you know, that come through, you know, Hawaii now, and they'll spend like a week there and they'll play like four or five nights, you know, at the Blue Note. And it's so perfect because, especially being in Hawaii, it's very expensive, and, you know, it doesn't make sense a lot of times for musicians, you know, to come to Hawaii and do a concert unless they want to just come for a vacation, you know. But now they can come, they can do a, you know, legit show with the Blue Note. They can do a whole Blue Note tour and include Hawaii, you know, on their tour. And it's fantastic because the music, you know, that we get now is just, it's incredible. So yeah, so I'm very grateful, you know, for the club. And we got to play there a few times and we love it, man. It's great. Now when I'm home, you know, I kind of have a little home base, you know, like a place to just play, you know, when I'm in town, whenever I want to get together, we want to work out new stuff, or Nolan wants to come to Hawaii and we just want to hang out for a few days, you know, we can play over at the Blue Note.
That's fantastic. And another great destination spot for the many people in the Northwest who visit Hawaii every year. I also wanted to talk about how you've really taken the ukulele to new places. And I wonder if you ever get any flack from the traditional players who tell you you can't play like that.
Yeah, well, you know, it was, you know, I think because I started, you know, out playing traditional Hawaiian music. Because that's my roots. And And, you know, I think because I started out that route, and I always try to be, you know, as respectful as possible to the instrument. And I always want to keep one foot grounded in tradition. And, but at the same time, you know, with this album, I thought, man, it was just, you know, very unexpected, but it was like you said, a departure, you know, from things that I have done before. It definitely, tonally, I think it breaks from definitely the traditional sounds or the expected sounds that you would hear on the ukulele. But at the same time, you know, it has its own voice, and there's something about it, you know, that's different, you know, from other stringed instruments. And I think, you know, utilizing like the same traditional techniques that, you know, that I grew up playing, but then just attaching a different voice, you know, to these techniques and these different, you know, in the same way of playing the instrument, I think just kind of draws in different listeners, you know, in a way that that I think helps to bridge the gap, you know, sometimes between tradition and things that they're more familiar with. So I know that there'll be some people that'll listen to this record and be like, this is not an ukulele record. You know, what is this? You know, but at the same time, I think there'll be people that would listen to this and be like, oh, this is different. What is this? It's cool. What's an ukulele record? You know, and hopefully that'll help to bridge the gap and, you know, and make them, you know, more open to this instrument.
Yeah, I wonder, I think you have a son who also plays a little bit of ukulele.
Yeah, he holds it and dances is what he does, yeah.
It seems like here's an opportunity for a younger generation to see this instrument in a brand new way. Have you seen younger players come up playing more like the way you do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, so many great, great, ukulele players that are just, you know, doing all kinds of, like, doing hip-hop on the ukulele and, you know, doing, like, I don't know, all kinds of cool stuff. So I think, I think that there's room for the ukulele in all these different genres of music, you know, the same like the guitar or the violin, you know, I mean, the violin was never really thought of as a, you know, jazz instrument, you know, like 50 years ago. But, you know, you got guys like Grappelli and, you know, Regina Carter, you know, who'd like do incredible things on the instrument. And now it's accepted, you know, into the genre, you know, like the guitar, you know, was more of a folk instrument, you know, now. But now when you think of the guitar, it's like it could be jazz, it could be blues, it could be, you know, folk, rock, heavy metal, you know, it could be classical, you know, because of someone like Segovia who came along and said, hey, you know, I'm going to build a repertoire and arrange, you know, all this great Bach pieces and all that for guitar. So I think the ukulele is kind of is on that same path, where I think in the future, you know, there's going to be the Yo-Yo Ma of the ukulele, there's going to be the Pat Metheny of the ukulele, you know, there's going to be the Eddie Van Halen of the uke, and, you know, and all that. As like someone who loves a specific genre and will dedicate, you know, like 30, 40 years to playing that style of music on this instrument. And that's what I'm really excited about.
The brand new record's called Nashville Sessions. And with Nolan Verner on bass, we've got time for one more song.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll do, speaking of rock ukulele, we're going to do a piece where it kind of... features some of the different sounds that we used on this record, and, you know, everything from some little overdrive and some volume swells and some other fun stuff. So here we go.